let's say a long distance is
a long way.
Okay. If there's not much of something, you say that it is.
There's very little.
Or it is.
Not much.
Sometimes people use this in reference to a commodity. They say it's a something commodity.
Cheap.
Or, I mean, if there's not very much of it.
Small. Little.
Well, if there's only a trace of.
Small amount.
Oh, how about this? How about if somebody disappears at the last moment, you want them to do something? You say that she made herself. You ever heard of that? She made herself scarce?
Yeah, I've heard of that. Scarce?
Mm-hmm. The place where people get on a train is called the...
The depot.
Okay. And if something's leaning up against something at an angle... You say that it is. How do you describe the position?
Leaning up against, yeah.
Okay. What about if something comes at you from an angle? Like a dog jumped at me. The dog came at me so-and-so. You ever heard of the term anti-goggling or?
No.
Okay. What are some words of parting?
Goodbye. See you later. Around here, adios.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever use that? Do you ever say adios to people?
I do, only because it's to friends. Say, oh, adios, see you later.
Do you speak Spanish? Are you fluent or not?
Fairly much so.
Who do you usually communicate with when you speak Spanish?
I have other technicians at the clinic, and we talk to different clients, sometimes on the phone, sometimes in person.
Mm-hmm.
The maid at the clinic does not speak English, so you have to speak in Spanish to her. But I grew up on a farm where the little children that we played with were Spanish speaking, so...
Oh.
And I had Spanish in high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there anything else that we didn't cover that you wanted to tell about El Paso? Some like little stories or?
Oh. Be hard to tell.
Stories about growing up in El Paso or?
Well, when I grew up here in the valley, we moved from the east side of El Paso, being the Five Points area at the time, which is now practically downtown, moved to the farm when I was 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And there were very few houses here in the valley. So through the number of years that I've lived on this side of town, it's been amazing. The Sunland Park Racetrack was our 160-acre horse pasture, which was just a bosky area,
mm-hmm.
with tornea and salt cedar. There was no such thing as a freeway. As a matter of fact, a friend of mine and myself got our horses up on the I-10 as they had it just with the hard top on it at the
mm-hmm.
time,
mm-hmm.
and galloped our horses from Sunland Park Drive down to what is now Executive. And we've always said, someday we'll be able to tell people that we galloped our horses down the center of I-10,
yeah.
which we did, but it was before it was paved. There was no such thing as Sunland Park Drive. That was an arroyo where Sunland Park Mall is, was a sand hill where we used to ride our horses and work them.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire valley was open to us to ride, and we had found year by year by year